This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. That Hobby Lobby Supreme Court decision that has abortion advocates up in arms relies upon the Religious Freedom and Restoration Act of 1993. Senate Democrats figured all they had to do was change that law, but that move was blocked by pro-life and Republican senators Wednesday. 56-43, the Senate rejected even the possibility of voting on the bill. The White House is also considering an executive order to undermine the High Court's ruling. Most adults know the harm that pornography does. The old-fashioned warning that viewing such will make you go blind is true, because porn blinds the human soul to an accurate and wholesome view of other persons. But that is not stopping Planned Parenthood using government funds for sex ed. The nation's largest abortion provider has been caught not only promoting disturbing behaviors among teens, but the latest undercover audit by Live Action shows counselors coaching teens to hide pornography from their parents. This is Life News Radio. Here is a riddle for you. What is the one failure that comes before every elective abortion? It is a failure on the part of two people, a man and a woman, to understand their true vocation. Their true calling by God as to how they should use their entire life for Him and for others. So pray for an end to abortion. But pray also that human souls would find their true and holy vocation. According to media reports, the Obama administration is working to implement the notorious death panels that were earlier dropped from Obamacare. Bypassing Congress, the bureaucratic regulations would fund the promotion of so-called end-of-life planning. Far from mere planning, pro-life advocates say such planning amounts to subtly and not so subtly coercing the elderly or infirm to reject medical care. This has been Life News Radio.